Thanks for hanging out with me for this episode of the Lake Effect Podcast. My name is James Proffitt, and today I'm heading to the beach to visit with Lenny Cromer, one of the founding members of the Burning Snowman Festival in Port Clinton, which might best be described as an end-of-winter spectacle to behold. For people that may not know, what is the Burning Snowman?
We burn a 30-foot snowman on the beach, a bunch of live entertainment all day long, drinks flow, we breathe cold air, drink cold beer, and light the snowman on fire around sunset. And it's a good time had by all, if you dress warm, and that's always recommended. We all huddle around burning barrels and get out of the house, put the phone away, and have a good time on the beach.
Put the phone away.
Put that phone away.
That's no fun, is it?
It sure is. You should try it. It's very liberating, and we have a good time. We look forward to it every year.
The snowman itself, is it made out of snow?
Not at all.
Lenny, what can you tell me? What are we doing here?
Oh, we're building on the beach this year. I'm just leveling up this frame. It's a three-piece frame together this year, and sometimes it takes a little finagling to get it all straight. We got a little bit of a different build this year from the years past. We're kind of reinventing the wheel, but we wanted to go a little bit bigger, and the space that was provided to us in years past isn't quite big enough to build this guy out there, so our only option was to fare the weather and build this guy on the beach this year. Normally we build out of rebar mesh and wire. This year we'll be using some of the same materials, but the majority of it's going to be done out of a dimensional lumber, which will of course add to the burn as well. We do give it a nice coating of flock, which is an artificial snow, just to give it that glimmer and that realism. But everything this year should burn right down to the ground. And I have to mention that we stuff about 100 used Christmas trees inside, and that's the main fuel for the burning snowman.
So are you saying it smells good too?
Oh, absolutely. But don't take my word for it.
How hot does the fire get?
Pretty hot. We have normally right around 100-foot perimeter, and everybody crowds right up. They want to be in the front row. And as soon as we light this thing, normally people take a couple steps back, you know. So
right.
This thing does burn quite hot and pretty fast. But
I was going to ask you,
yeah.
How long
does the burn last? It normally depends on what we're burning. Most of the time it's just Christmas trees. Sometimes we throw a pail or two in there, you know, just to keep things going a little bit longer. But right around 5 to 6 minutes, I would guess. I guess I never really timed it. It seems like it burns a lot longer than that. It's almost dreamlike at that time, you know. Time kind of stands still a little bit when you work this hard for something and you finally get to light it. It just seems like it goes in slow motion, but in actuality, probably around 6 minutes in full intensity. And sometimes it, you know, smolders and burns for a little bit longer than that, but being it's made of primarily Christmas trees that burn, you can imagine how fast they go up.
Of course, everyone loves listening to bands, drinking cold beer on the beach in winter, and burning a giant snowman that smells like fir trees. But it just all seems so shallow.
I can't not mention that everything goes to charity every year, and we raise tons of money for charity every year, and that's a big driver of what's keeping us going year after year. Because it's very labor intensive. It's a labor of love. And if it wasn't for the good that we see done every year with this event, we probably would have fizzled out our ambitions by now. But every year, once we see what we're able to raise for charity, it just really fills our tank back up to start doing it all again. Over on Nugent's Canal was the first 2 years.
What happened?
We quickly outgrew that venue.
How fast?
The first 2 years. Well, the first year we were expecting about 500 people. We were just throwing a big old party and inviting anybody that wanted to show up. Well, we had around a couple thousand people show up that year. And truly, we outgrew that venue that year, but we gave it another shot the year after, and it quickly reminded us that we need to start looking for a bigger venue.
I believe the very first year, the weather was cooperative in the sense that it was serious winter weather, and that some folks actually made it up to the site on the river on snowmobiles. Was that the case?
Absolutely. We had about 350 snowmobiles show up the first year. We had a plane land out on the ice the first year. We were just so overwhelmed with our attendance. And ever since, we haven't had safe enough ice for people to ride their sleds out here, unfortunately.
Would it be cool if it happened again?
Absolutely. We're rooting for that every year. We always keep hoping that's the case because that was sure a sight to see, that many snowmobiles and a plane on the ice. If we get some serious ice 1 year, I wouldn't mind having the snowman sitting out on a barge and sled it out there and have this thing burn right out on the ice would be fantastic. That's always been a plan if the weather cooperates.
January and February, historically, in the Port Clinton area are pretty bleak times for businesses, whether that's restaurants, drinking establishments, retail stores, hotels. Is that the case?
Absolutely. And that was a big spur for us to even start this event.
Is there a reason that the Burning Snowman always takes place on the water?
I just don't think there's a better venue and a better view. If you're going to be this close to Lake Erie and you have the opportunity, you have to be on the water.
Do you see people that attend the Burning Snowman that have never been to Lake Erie before?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'd make it a point to talk to as many people as I can. And my biggest question that I question all day long is, where are you from? Where are you from? Is this your first time? And just get people's story. And you'd be really surprised how far people have traveled that's never even heard of this town, let alone this is their first time hearing of this, and they rolled the dice and came out to this event. And if they see an event like this in the winter time, they're making their way out here in the summertime. This could be real introduction to the area for a lot of people that wouldn't otherwise have found this spot. And if the scenery is this great as it is right now with the ice on the lake, just imagine what it'd be like when it's 75, 80 degrees out here.
Lenny, I believe every year the snowman has a name. How do you decide the name, and what's his name this year?
Every year I do give him a name. Normally when I get the head done, the face done, and everything is falling into place, it just kind of, I spend a lot of time by myself working on this guy, so there's a lot of time for reflection, and sometimes the name just comes to me out of the blue, no reason whatsoever. Sometimes I have something in mind, maybe because to honor somebody in one way, shape, or form. 1 year, one of our committee members passed away, and it only seemed natural to name him James after Nick James, our videographer, to honor all his work that he's done to build this festival. This year, his name is Ellis, after a really good friend of the festival, a good friend of mine, Andrew Ellis, that just recently passed away. He played the festival a couple of times. He plays at Firelands Winery, where I manage and book the entertainment, and he's more than just a musician I book. You know, over the years, he's become a pretty good friend of mine, and it only seemed right to honor him the best way that I know how, and that's to name a snowman after him. I grew up around here. I have a real close connection with the community and the Lake Erie Islands and Shore, and I really couldn't imagine living life anywhere else.
Thanks for joining me today for this episode of the Lake Effect Podcast. I'm your host and producer, James Proffitt. Executive producer is Chris Pfeiffer. If you have questions or want to learn more about Lake Effect, visit WGTE.org/Lake Effect. Until then, I'll see you somewhere around the lake.
WGTE. Voices around us.
WGTE is supported in part by the American Rescue Plan Act funds, allocated by the City of Toledo and the Lucas County Commissioners, and administered by the Arts Commission.